I'm really going far away with the Chinese stuff and so on, but I try to keep it as low as possible to come to the end conclusion without making you think it's all a witchcraft. That's what I first thought too, but then I got into this field and I realized what's actually good for my patients and what's, of course, stuff you can use as a witch in the forest. This is especially about Japanese herbal medicine too, which many people haven't heard of. And that's the part where the science comes into herbal medicine. I will shortly introduce to this concepts, of course, because you need to have heard the words. Maybe you have already heard about them, but I will strip them down to what they mean and how you can use them if you want to smart as people, for example. And we will look at all traditions and how old traditions and old knowledge can still help us and give us new insights. So history, in 168 AD, there's the first scripture in Chinese herbal medicine, which was found in some graveyard of some emperor. During the 8th century, they started to standardize recipes. So as you see, it took a while for them to make some kind of science out of it, or standardize it for maybe logistics reasons or production reasons, or maybe for patient safety. Because if you have some standardized recipes, you can easier educate doctors. And if they're easier educated, of course you have easier treatment of them. In the 12th century, the Bagang diagnosis was added. This is something you will hear whenever you meet Chinese traditional medicine, so that's why I'm telling you. It's close to what we did in Western medicine at that time too. And in the 7th century, the Materia Medica was written. It's a summary of all that was done in Chinese medicine. So actually, after that, you have actually, this is where all of this was kind of stopped, and there's a big knowledge in the big book. But this was stripped down by the People's Republic of China in the 1960s to export all of that. There's something special of China, but we come to this. This hinders further development of the whole concept. I will tell you why. Bagang. Bagang is like when I, as a doctor, go to you and ask questions in the different directions to find out which kind of disease or what you have. But they strip them down to their model, which is there some disease inside or outside? Or does it come from the inside or the outside? Is your body full of energy or empty of energy? Is it caused by yin or yang? I will describe what yin and yang is. Or is it caused by heat or cold? Yeah? Okay. You can use that. But this is the basic. Then, in this thing, what's yin and yang? You always hear it. You have this circle with the black and the white thing. Yang is more the positive stuff. It's the sun, it's the bright, it's the warm side. Imagine a Chinese farmer sitting in a rice field, and the front is down to earth. This is where yin is, and on the back is yang, where the sun is. Or imagine a mountain. You have one side where the sun is coming, this is the yang side, and on the yin side where it's cold, that's the other side. So this is how you can imagine it. And this is like a common way to describe this. You can easily imagine this like a air conditioner or a heater. When it gets too cold, you need to heat, need to add yang, and if it gets too hot, you need to cool it with yin. Those are the states. Then, after this Bagang, you have the five elements, if you have ever heard of them. It's earth, metal, water, wind, and heat. They mostly come from the. Actually, it's more like they tried to find always these magic numbers, and then they put them together, and when they fit, they made this model. Like you have colors associated with them, organs, but these are Chinese organs. They sound like a lung. A Chinese lung is not the lung we mean. It's because their energy is flowing around. But I don't want to use this key stuff now because we use energy as, because this is something people easier can associate in the Western world. But they also have one model where they connect all of these things, just this simple model to, for example, the psyche, something we don't have in Western medicine now, where you just go to a different field, to psychiatry. But here you have this earth problem, and then we know you have problems with the stability or the grounding in your life, like when you lost your job or something. That's the association they're using. So let's compare this to Western medicine of the time. We had something similar. If you remember, there's Galen. Galen was a Roman Hippocratic doctor. And he had, used to have four elements, black bile, yellow bile, phlegm, and blood. This is the humoral medicine where they increase or decrease this depending on which kind of disease they have, and all of these elements could be cold, warm, they could have other features. It's similar to the Chinese model, but of course it depends on which culture you come from. So of course, into this whole model of five elements, yin yang, bagang, the Chinese of course had to put all their herbs inside, and that's what they did. Like when you have some herb, they're classified according to what they do in this model, like removing heat, increasing yang, yin, and this is how they will put herbs into their formulas, or what I say, the herbal programming. But you can also modify the herbs. For example, if you roast it in honey or you cook it, you change their features or how they change the whole energy structure in the model. So for the herbs, imagine medication in medicine. It's like you change one receptor or you change something in your body, you will always get a side effect, depending on the dose, of course, because it's how poison is defined. It's the poisonous dose of something. And you can reduce the dose, you can increase the dose to change the side effects. But here comes in the logic of what you will see scientifically proven then in the Japanese medicine, where you add one herb which has one side effect and another herb which removes the side effect, or for example increases your colon speed to get it out without causing anything to the body. That's how you use it in some of the herbal formulas, for example. Yeah, you faster eliminate something, or for example, when a herb has many medications inside or many drugs, it will go to many receptors of a cell. But if the other herb uses the opposite receptors, you could remove some effect which you don't want to. Much of this is based on experience, but we will come to the Japanese herbal medicine where they made a scientific system out of this. In Chinese formulas, of course, there were different schools. Like in every big thinking culture, we had this in Western science. Everywhere you have different schools, and in the end, they all have to prove in reality. But so this is the formula part, or the programming structure, how nearly all formulas in Chinese medicine are created. You have an emperor part, which is the main ingredient, the main effect. But of course, if this main effect has some side effect you don't want to, then you have a minister. As you can see, this is like all of this five element thing also has an association to the Chinese state, like the emperor, just the minister. They have assistants, and there's an envoy who goes between the big empires. And this is for integrating all of this in a big thinking structure to control this whole society. So this is the interesting part where they you could maybe easily switch between different parts of life through the experience of the Chinese. So then you have the minister part. This is mostly there to support the emperor, like support defect or reduce some side or treat some side disease. And the assistant is mostly to help the emperor, so the main effect you want to is support. And the envoy, this one is more like you direct, it's about energy. They say you have an element of your body, you change it, and then you have to spread this out. This is what the envoy does. He spreads it to the other elements because they always depend on each other. Like if you look at the yin yang model, it's always moving around. It should never stop because stopping energy always means disease. Or you mean provoke a diarrhea so the poison gets out. That's the easy way to see it in the Western description. So how does it Chinese formula programming work? Depending on the above Begang levels, you can prescribe the herbal medicines, but you have to stay in this model because this is the experience they have. We don't have a Western counter model. In Western herbal medicine, it's more like you put some peppermint inside, and you know that peppermint provokes that you have to go to the toilet more often. That's it. But in Chinese, they go a bit further. Of course, this can lead to esotericism. You easily end up in witchcraft and have some, and without having a scientific ground, you pretend to help a patient with something you really can't do that. That's part of being a modern doctor. You have to know where to stop, where your method is limited. But you will see the opposite, that this isn't just, oh, there's herbals and those are not really working. We have to use the modern pill because let's see. So first, the Japanese style. The Japanese, they first imported all of the Chinese medicine and thinking. Of course, they're net related next to each other, but there's a big water border. And this provoked an interesting development. This was, of course, that the Chinese, everything grows there, they have all climate zones. But in Japan, you need to import it. And that's expensive. And you can't grow everything because of the weather. So they started to reduce this esotericism to what's needed. And they started to grow herbs with higher concentrations of the ingredients which has the effect you want to use on the patient. Then something else happened. The Japanese closed their doors and they only allowed some traders inside, and these were the Dutch. It's just a coincidence, but they're traders, they're good traders. But there was one thing the Japanese were missing. They were all thinking in these higher levels of energy and all that stuff, but they were missing how to treat a broken bone. They were missing how to cut into the body and remove something. That's what European medicine was superior about. And that's why when the Dutch came, they just took over the medical world of Japan because they didn't have that. And they had success because there were wars, they just treated it, and warriors could go back on the battlefield. That's what they did. But there was no big exchange because something like cultural communication didn't exist back then. The Germans or the Europeans were more thinking like the Galen with their fluids. The Japanese were thinking the Chinese one, and they just took for the surgical part. But there was no exchange that for example, some Dutch or even German. I have a book about some German who comes from a close by city who got to Japan, and he introduced some herbs or herbal mixes. But it was just used as a product. It wasn't, no doctors were communicating and trying to exchange a scientific background. Here's an interesting fact. The Kampo medicine is a Japanese way, and if you want to say what's the Dutch medicine, it's the Rampo medicine. Like, not like Rambo, it's Rampo. I find this really interesting. And of course, the emperor, they abandoned the old ways, and then they That's why you also have one similarity of the Japanese system is that they imported the German social system. That's just a good fact, but because in the 19th century they had like a big exchange between Germany and Japan, and of course they fought a big war together, the Second World War. Then in the 19th century, as I already said, they rediscovered their own herbal traditions, and but with the new scientific thinking, they started to extract the main molecules responsible for the formula's effect. So this is a true fact that in 1901, Yokichi Takamine isolated epinephrine. Epinephrine is like adrenaline. It's used in especially in emergency medicine now to save lives. For example, if your heart isn't properly working, then this can be used to restart your body, or it's seldomly used when you have low blood pressure. It could be used to increase it. And this was found by him by using some formulas, some traditional formulas, and trying to find what's working here. What's part of the formula which does this effect? This also led this development that in 1930s, the Japanese healthcare insurance started to pay for Kanpo medicine, which got an interesting different direction than the Chinese stuff. Only doctors are allowed now to prescribe Kanpo medicine in Japan, but this keeps a high scientific level, unlike, for example, in Germany, where non-doctors are allowed to prescribe all this herbal stuff, which makes it purely esoteric. You're missing the thinking which you only get after some years of university study. Kanpo medicine today. Now all herbs in Kanpo medicine have monographies. This is important. If you hear this, monographies means it's a big book where everything's written down. Like you take epinephrine we have. You have to write down this herb is grown in that way, and it has to have these features. This is described like I put this into a certain way of checking the ingredients, and this has to be the result. And then you can use it for that. That's a monography. If you don't have a monography, it's like going to a field and getting some plant and then eating it and then pretending, oh, there should be enough in it. But with a monography, and you get some drug which is certified according to the monography, you know that if you get 1 gram, there will be this much inside, for sure. This is important because if I'm as a doctor prescribe something, it has to fit to this monography. If not, then I'm unsure what my patients will get. Then you have these modern chromatography methods. Because of course it's a mix out of many drugs, such a herbal medicine. They have like 2D and even 3D chromatography methods now, where you see like the sparks of which part of the molecule is working somewhere. And this is used to find the active ingredients, like in what we said of epinephrine now. So over this way, by standardizing it, by having the prescriptions being like the doctor said, you of course then allow basic scientific research. And this helped to have formulas which you can easily now use for Western diagnosis, where Western medicine has no solution yet. But this is part of this. I want to show you the Kanpo medicine, give interest, and I'm becoming a Kanpo doctor, so maybe I can get this to my German patients and spread the new words. So there are three ways now through research and reducing the complexity. You now have three ways to use Kanpo. So instead of having this big yin yang energy model, strange esoteric thinking, you can easily just make a Western diagnosis and have a formula. You have scientific studies which prove if you have this diagnosis, this formula will help. But the model, of course, it comes from the Chinese complex thing. There is a special belly inspection method where you modify the formula or get a specialized formula. And this can even get to a master level where you then are allowed to modify the formula. So this is especially like Well, as I said, with the programming in the Chinese herbal medicine, where you have the envoy, which removes something from the body. This is mostly rhubarb. Rhubarb provokes a diarrhea, and depending on how high the concentration in the formula is, you can remove more or less. And this depends on, of course, the patient. If the patient has problems with his stool, then you reduce it. But if they have obstipation, you increase it. So this gives you more flexibility as a doctor. So on one side you have an efficient drug or a part which works, and on the other side you have a model how to adapt this to individual medicine. This is a criticism of modern medicine where everything is so standardized and without a soul. This gives it back. And so these are the treatments where Japan Kampo medicine is ahead. When you, for example, get a surgery of your colon, then the colon will be sewed together again, and then you have, of course, the two new parts have to get together again to properly get the stool out of your body. But to sometimes, of course, there can be a problem when this is not properly growing together. Then you have obstipation, and in the worst case, there's ileus that you have need to have an emergency surgery to repair this. But here, Campo Medicine has a herbal formula which is scientifically proven with many patients, and it's double blind, where this is reduced by 30%, 30 to 50%. So this is why this is, for example, a formula which every surgeon and who's doing colon or surgery is prescribing. Then in elderly medicine, there's one formula to increase vitality. That's of course the more Chinese energy description. But inside, if you look at inside the formula, there's epinephrine. And as we know from the slides before, epinephrine is used to increase your heart power, but this time in a low dose. So this is the easy description why this is working for the old people. And there's one which is an interesting thing, is fatty liver, which is a wealth problem with people eating too much. If you add alcohol, bad living, smoking, you can provoke like a small inflammation which slowly eats your liver. And they in Campo have a formula to reduce this by up to 40%. This is one interesting formula I want to use for my patients, for example. So, as you see, summary, I want to show you that for coming from total esotericism and pure Chinese state ideology combined with medicine and different topics, a different culture, we can go back to science, to actual science. Of course, there were some coincidences, and the Japan being this being different from China, it's something you always see in history, that when something splits up, it develops in a different way and maybe gives the old good stuff a nice new chance to grow up. This is something, for example, you see in the software community too, like see it, Suckless was first Absolute, and then many small like Awesome came up, and they brought up new ideas, and now we have Sway, we have SXMIO. These are all new ideas that come up, and they make your life better in the end. Bitwise, for example, it's split up from Suckless with new ideas like Gopher, we integrated protocols. The same happens in science, the same happens in medicine, in every field. And it's how we get or increase our knowledge of humanity. Here's one thing, what I want to say is that China sees this whole concept more like an export of theirs, or the ideology. They want to spread China, and it has to be pure. They don't allow modification. But you will see with my example as acupuncture how this, of course, provokes then. If you look at the Wikipedia pictures, it is always written everything's just esoteric crap. But this of course makes us blind of what's the diamond in it? What can be used to help people? So that's why you hear so many different topics about it. Of course, when I talk about acupuncture, you will have prejudices too. But I try to reduce this. That's why I'm not going into these high clouds of esotericism. I want to reduce this to the facts. You as a novice, you have no medical background normally, to have a summary of why you should look at something which sounds strange and have this feeling of this is too strange and this could help me. This is a feeling you need to get when you, for example, look into medical history. When you know something, oh, this is we have to burn this witch with the black cat to heal this. Of course, this is totally so. But if they say, oh, we found this herb in this forest which could help, this could be true, then you go there and try to find which herb they used, and maybe you'll find some special new herb with a new antibiotic which will save many million lives. But I can tell you a story there. You know why the that where the Easter Island is saving lives, do you know that? Anyone knows how the Easter Islands are saving so many lives now? There's one medication coming from the Easter Islands. Nope, you don't know. The Easter Islands in their own language are called Rapa Nui. I will write it down. Rapa Nui. And then there are some craters on it. One crater is for where they were flying with their eagles inside. But this crater is so isolated. It's completely different to. It's completely isolated, even in its bacterial zone. So some Japanese people got there and they took a probe from this water. Then they looked at the bacteria and they found an antibiotic which is now used in emergency therapy and it's called rapamycin. So, do you see the rapa? Yes, it's from the Easter Islands. So, that's how they found it. They just got there, they analyzed it. Oh, there's a completely different evolution that happened here. So, let's look at it. Because the same principles apply. Some bacteria have to defend themselves against other bacteria, and maybe they evolved in a bit different way. So this is the thinking. You try and error, but with at least some logic. So this is the summary of the herbal medicine. Like I said, it's not that I want to introduce this whole programming, but I want to tell you that these principles we are using in programming are used in medicine, for example, too. So we have programmers. Of course, there are no loops. There are no data types and so on. They are more flexible, but the same logic is used and has been used before programming. So let's talk about a bit different outlook for acupuncture. On Saturday, I will hold an introductory talk and practical seminar on acupuncture. I'm a state-approved or state-examined acupuncturist. But a German one, not a Chinese one, because in Germany, most people in the world, we have the biggest acupuncture medical society out of China, outside of China. We have our own history there. It's a bit like this Japan versus China thing for herbal medicine, because we have our own branches of acupuncture and we are doing real good science to find the real anatomical ways how acupuncture points work. I will show you examples on Saturday because I reduced it. Of course, you can show all these strange meridians and energy flows, and then you have to imagine this. But I will show you some points where you can easily use this. It's like this thing I showed you for Kampo medicine, where you have like use this point for something. Or the Western diagnosis to something. Or you can go higher and higher in complexity to give a more differentiated diagnosis. And here, this is the base level. I will show you the base level. You won't require a needle, I can, as an acupuncturist and doctor, I can give someone an acupuncture there, professional, but I will show you what you can do, for example, to your girlfriend. One example will be how to easily cure a simple headache. That's one example. But here's it, like we have ear acupuncture. This is something the Chinese never had. They now pretended after the Europeans found it. It's a French-German collaboration to find the ear acupuncture. So please see the talk on Saturday. It will be really interesting to that. I will present your hard scientific facts of acupuncture. So, do you have any questions? I know it's a hard topic. There's one class. Yeshua is saying there's one class close to herbal medicine, University of Rennes. A chapter on researching new drugs by asking what shamans use to cure diseases. Yes, Yoshua, the shaman system, but it's different. Like, for example, the Brazilian shamans are different to the Russians, and but this is something where we found many medication. For example, you just go to the Amazon, then ask them, but then you of course have to talk to them in their ways, otherwise they will never reveal you their knowledge. But they are living in an environment where plants are easier evolving than we do. Yeah, Parasite is saying just buy medication on Amazon.com. No, you have to go to the real Amazon. And Evil Bob is proposing that guillotine is useful to cure a headache. Yes, Evil Bob, it has been proven 100%, but the problem is all patients died. That's why this study was stopped. It's a French study. Okay, thank you. I mean, it's just for giving you a fact, so you have heard about it. I wanted to present it because there's so many prejudices about what I'm talking about. It's not nice if you have heart prejudices that everything's crap. That's not how it works. Thank you. Clap, clap, clap. Let's see. I want. Where's my trombone? Here.